So I'm going to ask Julianne to come and join Russell on stage. No, she won't like that. She'll like that as much as you will, probably. As a denomination, we've got our strengths and we've got our weaknesses as well, you know, as much as they're labels that we polish at times. But I'm not sure that we, as a Baptist denomination, Baptist family, we've always done respect and honour properly. So I hope we'll go some way to wanting to mark a season this morning. And I hope that's okay, as uncomfortable as you're feeling. But in preparing to give this little talk, I had to remind myself of what it was for and what it wasn't, what it is and what it's not. And thank you for that bookend on a really amazing, significant season of ministry. What better words are there really than grace and peace? So what I'm going to say now is not a 21st speech. It's not a roasting of you, Russell. But how old are you this year? 65. So that's like 3 21sts and a bit. So it might be 3 times the roasting. No, it's not a roasting. Of course it isn't. And that's why I won't recall in any detail some of my favourite Russell moments. You know the ones, his choice words for Andrew Mackey during a Geelong and Richmond final loss. Yeah, or any of our... I won't recall any of the details of some of our late-night conversations over our kitchen table, followed by a request from my youngest daughter the morning after, "Dad, is Mr. Ely coming over again?" "Well, I hope so, Millie. He's my friend." "Yeah, yeah, he's really nice. But if he does, can I have some earplugs?" Of course, you know that laugh anywhere, don't you? We all know that laugh. It echoes throughout the hallways. It's part of the fabric of Kings. And many of us have worked on an impression of that laugh. Yeah, I'm not the best at it. I have another friend that... Never mind. No, I won't actually do any further roasting at all. What this is a chance for me is to give a public personal reflection and thank you as a friend on behalf of this church community. And to that end, I'd like to say a few things this morning, honouring you, but also Julianne, for we know that it's always a team effort. And one doesn't work without the other. So let me say thank you, Russell, for being a friend to the Tea Tree Gully Baptist, Golden Grove Baptist, and now the King's Baptist Church family. Thank you for being willing to imagine a new season of life-giving family. I don't think I've actually said that, but when we were thinking about the values we wanted to have as a banner over the next season of life, I asked lots of people how they would articulate that, and those 3 words were Russell's: a life-giving family. They work. Thank you for loving and helping to get this church community moving. Thank you for modelling what it means to be a servant leader. Whether it's picking up litter around the schoolyard obsessively, or coaching the Year 9 B-grade girls football team, because, you know, you wouldn't want to take the spotlight and coach the A-grade. Whether it's making yourself available to an overwhelmed staff member late at night in Cambodia, or simply demonstrating what it means to be a constant presence amongst the folk of this, being much more than you had to do, more than was required. The legacy of your long obedience in the One Direction will be appreciated for many years to come and will bear much fruit. Thank you for framing your role as a principal within the larger frame of that as a friend, indeed a pastor, to the staff and families and children of the King's community. Much has been said about your care and indeed love for people, demonstrating the love of Jesus for so long in one place. It's so rare these days. Think about it. How many other people do you know who have served for more than 2 decades in one neighbourhood in such a demanding role? Your priorities have been set around the values of Jesus. And words that you say are noticed and remembered. I think you said it off the cuff one day when reflecting on why you moved back to Adelaide to take this role. I just wanted to serve God so much I was willing to go anywhere. Even Adelaide. We are all endlessly entertained by, on one hand, your thriftiness, famously with things such as wrapped ham sandwiches and shared tea bags. That's right, folks. Shared tea bags. But let's not pretend that there's no vices either. Julius Marlowe's shoes, Peter Jackson's suits, Hentley Farm VIP memberships, you know, we've all got them. But in the midst of this, there's been an active pursuit of humility, a demonstrated journey downwards, service, a desire to understand reality as it is, not necessarily how we would want it to be. And this, I guess, brings me to what I want to say most personally. And I hope you'll allow me to be a little self-indulgent at this time. At a midpoint in his own life, as you know, one of my favourite singers, Bono from U2, struck up an unexpected friendship with a much older fellow entertainer, old Blue Eyes himself, Frank Sinatra. From the outset, it was clear that Sinatra was a man who would speak truth to this young man at the midpoint of his life. And he said to Bono, "To be honest, I don't normally care for dudes with earrings very much. But in your case, I'm willing to make an exception." Sinatra was a good friend, and Bono credits him with guidance as he moved into the second half of his life. In 1 week, Rochelle and our kids and I will have been here for 7 years to the day. In 2012, I arrived as a 33-year-old to take on the role as a senior pastor. Had a freshly graduated seminarian's head full of ideas about how the church was meant to work. A real first half of life mentality, I think. And I think that Russell saw a bloke who was going to need a friend, and so we certainly did become such. We became good friends as well as travellers, and sojourners and learners who've been to Cambodia twice together, to Melbourne, to Perth, thinking about what it is that God was calling us to create and lead here amongst the King's community. Even taken us to the far-flung reaches of Mount Barker Baptist Church members' meetings, which are a lot like entering the set of the Vicar of Dibley, but never mind. Oh, we love the Vicar of Dibley. Anyway, during this 7 years, I've learnt things that I will always treasure as guidance from an older mentor. In Russell, I've learned the power and patience and the ability to use a certain statement around the board table when necessary, when thrown a curly question. A deep pause and then this wonderful sentence. "You know, I'm going to have to take that on notice and let me get back to you." Nothing like buying time. I've appreciated the challenge, the direct challenge at times. "Mike, do you think there's another way of thinking about this? I'm not sure you've considered all the options." I've very much appreciated the growing ability to accept the reality of life as it is, not as we wish it would be, and understanding that much of the tension of our lives is that we simply exist in that space of tension, not in the moment as it is. I've seen and had demonstrated the ability to say sorry first in a conflict is one of the greatest markers of value in a man. I've seen an honesty when things suck, when you're down. It's okay to say that they suck and that you're down. It's necessary at times to retreat and find some space. I've also learned that there is a time to stand up. There is times in our life when we are called to say our piece. When something is right, it's right. And there are occasions when you have to put it all on the line in defense of what you believe. There's been one occasion when it was an honor to do this together. You've taught me the power of personal handwritten encouragement. over the past 7 years, there were a couple of occasions when I was ready to chuck it all in, only to come to my computer or home to a note. Some reason Russell felt led to write that day that said, "Stay the course, the best is yet to come." And so this brings me to my final point, and it's to say thank you for staying the course. Thank you for winning the hard-won wisdom that can only be gained, I think, in the second half of life. We all grow old, but I'm not sure how many of us become true elders. And I think you will be a wonderful elder for this community for a long time yet to come. Please don't go anywhere. I'm so thankful that even as we honour you today for a season of service that looked a certain way, you'll be around for many years yet to come, just in a different capacity. We look forward to that. So we would like to present you with a couple of gifts as we mark this occasion. So, Dennis, can I get you to open that door? And I've got a couple of folks to carry a couple of things out here for you. It's hard to know what to get Russell because he really isn't, apart from these few vices that he has, he's not a materialistic bloke. So I hope that, well, golf, yes, I know too, but let's not go there. So here we have a couple of things for your garden, Russell. A cherry tree, all right, a stellar cherry tree that as you watch grow and as you watch bear fruit, you will be reminded of 1 Corinthians 13:58. That as you've given yourself fully to the work of the Lord, you will know that nothing has been in vain. And we look forward to this tree giving fruit for many years to come. And under this tree, a bird bath. Look at the birds of the air, says Matthew 6, for they don't sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? You are of much value, Russell, and that's why we've had this plaque inscribed. And for those of you that says, it says, to Mr. Russell Ealy, with thanks from the King's Baptist Church community for 23 years of partnership and significantly grace and peace. So there we go. It's these two words that we've been reflecting on lately, isn't it? Grace and peace. Grace, the unmerited favour of God. You are a man of grace and peace. The loving, whole, more than enough presence of God coming to bear on God's creation through human beings. You're a man of peace. And we thank you, Russell, for being a messenger of grace and peace. And we love you dearly. Thank you. Now, I haven't asked him to do this, so no, just sit down. So this is on the spot. Sometimes I do things on the spot. But there was a gentleman who was involved in the process of you answering the call to come as principal and me coming to be a pastor here at Church 9. I'm going to invite him to come and pray for our community. That Mr. David Earls, would you mind coming down here and finishing our service for us? I'm sorry to put you on the spot. I know you would have liked me to email you 6 weeks ago about this. It's not how I work. And then, folks, we're just going to leave immediately and en masse head on up to the Early Learning Centre where Darren and Russell and myself are going to share about what's taking place up there. And we'll have morning tea together. But, David, I'll hand over to you to pray for us. Would you like...
Yeah, grace and peace. It was wonderful to think about the songs that Russell chose this morning, and I thought, I think I get where he's going to go. And that's where he went, and it was just a wonderful testimony to his fundamental ideas about God and himself and ourselves. Lord, I pray that you will bless both Russell and Julie and their family. We thank you so much for their service amongst us and for what will be ahead as well. There will be a new story and a new rhythm to life, and we pray that that will be blessed as much as it possibly can be. We value them both very much, and we thank you, Lord, for the gift that they've given to us. And And we do this in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Grace and peace. Let's head on out together.